Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have got a great show for you today. Benny's T-shirt says it all. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hi, Mr. Benny.
Hello, Brian.
Why does my T-shirt say it all?
Because today's show is about how to increase energy.
Aha!
Naturally.
That makes sense. Got it now.
Dr. Thane of Wellness One. And your T-shirt says... high voltage.
It was the only one that was clean. I'll be honest.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm kind of right there with you a little bit about that. High voltage. Yeah. It's so interesting. I love to have conversations about how to increase energy. You know, we talk about energy now in the world as if, you know, it has been around forever. You know, we talk about vibration. We talk about what the motivation is. We talk about how we feel. You know, are we alert? Are we, you know, ready to go? You know, and I'm not talking about like how we feel after we put one or two of those little shooter drinks down. And I can't mention their names on the show because I'll get sued. But you know what I'm talking about, those little drinks that you pop back there.
You won't get sued.
Yeah.
You're not getting paid on the side for it unless you are. Then you can't say anything, but...
But I will tell you, those drinks that are loaded with caffeine and some other stuff that we pop in there, quite...
Oh, you mean those little tiny bottled ones?
A little tiny, and the other ones that have an animal on it.
Oh, yeah, and they're designated by an hour, quote-unquote?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes, indeed. Now, you can be firing up with those 24/7
sure.
if you want. Now, I'm not saying that I haven't done a little bit of that in my day. I haven't taken a little help from my friends to, especially when I was getting my doctorate before I was on air.
Aha.
Yeah, those are some long hours. Talk about getting your doctorate. Well, talk about being a doctor. That's who we've got to talk with us today, Dr. Stephen Thane. He knows a ton about this. You know why? You know how I know? He works on me. And I'll tell you, I get it. I get his entire, everybody there at Wellness One, I get their approach and what they do. And it is phenomenal. You know, if you've ever had the opportunity to, you know, go and get some chiropractic care and meet Dr. Thane, he is the poster, I can't say child, but I will, poster child for energy. You get an adjustment from him, and at the end, we actually do a little celebration. I walk out of there thinking, holy cow.
Like the dance of joy? Like from Perfect Strangers?
It is like almost like a dance of joy. It's nice. It's amazing. And you walk out of there feeling great. Why? Because this is someone who's dedicated to helping us feel great. And he's worked with so many people. He's worked with professional athletes. He's worked with young teeny weeny babies. All of this in the spirit of all of us being well. Dr. Thane, as I've mentioned earlier, is a board certified doctor of chiropractic right here in the state of Washington. Started out with a little practice all by himself, and he's got two offices now, and he's got five doctors and 10 massage therapists. And let me tell you, I love going to his space because it is amazing. You get your own private room to get adjusted, and I get a fabulous, fabulous massage from Jamie. And I got to tell you, Jamie works it. So today we're talking about energy. How do we get the energy that we need to have a vitalistic life? You know, what is it about us? And for those of you that have never, ever, ever had an examination that lets you see what's going on in your body, we have some of those to give away. Dr. Thane is here with us. Dr. Thane, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Energy. Now, look, you have worked with a lot of people, and most of us drag ourselves in there. And, you know, we're not looking like we are at the top of our game most of the time. But today's show is how to increase energy naturally. And I know that you've worked with a ton of people and professional athletes as well. You know, what is it that you want to say to us that, you know, can help us see that it is really our birthright to have this kind of energy?
Well, I think that, yeah, that is the key to understand that energy is created from above down and inside out. And so there are many things that we can do to tap into that source of energy. And there is, you know, everything is energy. And everything that we do has an impact on the energy that we have and the expression of that energy. So there's many steps that we can make from thoughts to, of course, actions that can have a great impact and therefore change that whole aspect. And that, you know, that's one of the interesting things. And as being a chiropractor, you know, you'd think that most people would say that their neck and back pain's better when they come in, and that is true. But the number one most common response to care is that, you know, my energy level's better.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic because you know, having energy and vitality and being vivacious in life is you know where you can experience the great joys that there are to experience in life. So.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is important to understand is sort of how this works and, you know, how connected every part of our bodies really are. But, you know, what I've learned as well here recently is, you know, there are times when we just feel like we cannot get out of our own way. And no matter how much coffee we drink or how many other things we put in our body, it just doesn't work. What's going on?
Can you say it again?
Well, you know, what happens with us when we really get down our energy? You know, what's the body saying to us?
Well, if you are really down energy, a lot of times what it is it's a result of, you know, something going on with the body. And if the body wants rest, it will tell you it wants rest. But so in other words, if you are real sleepy all the time, there's probably a reason why the body is telling you that's needed. And usually, you know, with rest comes our most powerful healing time. However, we can put ourselves to where we're just feeling unmotivated. I think there's a difference between unmotivation and a lack of energy, I guess is the way to put it. So in regards to creating energy, what I have people focus on, let me do this for everybody right now, is a little exercise I can have you do. Kind of make a frown. Roll your shoulders forward, kind of droop your eyes, and sit there for a moment, see how you feel. You feel terrible. Mm-hmm. Your posture has a huge impact. I mean, it drops your energy. Simply by looking up, opening your eyes, putting your shoulders back, taking a deep breath, that creates energy in and of itself. It's hard to be depressed when you have your eyes bright and your shoulders back and you're smiling. Try and smile and then feel depressed. It's really hard to do. So our posture can dramatically affect our energy. There's so many things that we can simply do to increase energy. Drinking more water increases your energy. Many people are dehydrated, and that's the reason why they feel low in energy. They just don't have enough water in their body hydrating the systems and the cells and the functions of the body to be able to function more effectively and be able to produce that energy. So there's a couple of simple things that people can do right there to change their energy and change it immediately.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting because I just did that little exercise that you just talked about.
Hopefully nobody did that while they were driving.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, right, exactly. But, you know, I shared something really interesting with you the other day. I mean, it was quite an epiphany. And I know better. So this is kind of fun because I know better. I shared with you the other day, I caught myself at my office and I caught myself reaching for my keyboard to work on my desktop computer.
Oh, yeah.
I was sharing that with you because we were talking about, like, how tight I am in my shoulders. And I shared that with you. And I thought, oh, no, I have been doing this like this for years.
Yeah.
And I just thought, okay, what stops me from pulling the keyboard closer to me? It's so, I know, right? Isn't it? And my gosh, it's habit.
It
was just a habit. This is the way my desk is set up. This is the way I do it. So now I'm changing my whole desk around because I've just caught myself reaching and leaning over. And you're right. That does not feel good.
It doesn't. Yeah. I mean, you know, if everybody seriously would do that exercise, just round your shoulders forward, have your head droop forward, have your eyes get a little droopy and frown, you will see what that does to your energy and your... And think about if you're sitting in that kind of position working on your computer every day, you're putting yourself into a posture of depression every day. If you'll change that, you'll change your energy by that one simple thing. Maybe that's the big thought of the day. If everybody did that, they would literally change their energy right there.
Absolutely. I mean, you couple with that, with the last show we did on gratitude, and you are going to be slapping happy to wherever you're going for the weekend. We're going to take a short break. Dr. Stephen Thane's here. When we come back, we're going to tell you about what he is gifting some of you that will be able to call into the show. This is a complete detailed initial examination, no charge. It's about $400 if you were to pay for it, I think. But this is what we're gifting today, and it's paying it forward. When we come back, we'll be talking about parts of the body that really need to get shifted, revved up in order to provide energy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. Creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Hankong.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
It's like, I don't know if you're slapping happy to the bank. I'm slapping happy just sitting here with my shoulders back, Benny. I got my shoulders.
You should. It's good for you.
See, look, you and I, we're in the same kind of business deal, right? We got this leaning over thing. That happens because we have so many things that we have to reach.
It was worse before.
It was worse before.
Our old studio made it worse. Yeah, we've gotten a little bit better.
Yeah. But you still, right, you don't have to like hover over it now. You just have to make like an adjustment, right?
My chair goes lower, though. Yeah. That helps.
Well, my chair goes lower. Maybe
you don't like
go
to
lower.
Stay down low. You
I
like to be
like
up high. You're
I
captain.
I like to. Mm-hmm. I like to stay up high.
Yep.
That's it. Dr. Stephen Thane, here's what we're doing. We would love to give away as I said before, complete initial examination. And this is with Dr. Stephen Thane of Wellness One. And the way we do this is we open up the phone lines, like now, 1-800-930-2819, toll free. Brian will get the first caller, 1-800-930-2819. And then also, if you have questions, let us know. If you want to find out more about Dr. Thane, if you want to schedule an appointment, what you can do is to go to www.bellevue.wellnessone.net. www.bellevue.wellnessone.net. And let's see, you can give him, just call Nikki, 425-644-8386. 425-644-8386. Nikki, did I get that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man, I'm on it.
She's so proper.
Isn't she good?
She must be from the South.
Very efficient. You're not from the South, are you, Nikki?
I went to high school in Texas.
I told you. See? Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
She had a little draw there.
Yeah.
Very polite down south.
Yeah. What did you do? Like just drop into Texas for high school or did you grow up
my
there?
My mom got transferred there. So I went to high school there. And then after high school, I went on my own adventures to college. So.
Oh, very good.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's like I went on my own adventure to college.
There you go.
So, yeah. You know how long it took me to get to college after high school?
How long?
Look it. Well, first of all, let me tell you, it took me 13 years to get an undergraduate degree. So I just want to tell you about that.
Boy, you stretched 4 years. You crammed 4 years of education into 13.
Oh, here comes Dr. Thane. He just overrode Nikki.
Don't you think that is miraculous?
That's awesome.
Isn't
right?
that amazing?
That is something.
I did that. And guess what?
What?
My company paid for it.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Look, there are things, Dr. Thane, that I will admit to. I will admit to having the funnest years of my life when I was younger.
Yeah.
I am paying for it seriously now in my body.
Yeah.
And you know that better than anybody.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining. We're getting our winner on the phone right now, and then we'll open it up again because we've got several of these to give away. You know, Benny and I were talking about energy. We were just talking about the studio. You've been here and how it's changed. And Benny really used to have to stretch to reach things. So they've made it more, effective for us to be here. But
good.
Energy is tough. We are bombarded with so many stressful things every day now. And this is children and people of all ages. You know, so what are the parts of the body that are really important in helping us provide energy to the body?
Well, let me ask you, what's the core system of the body? What runs everything? The nerve system.
Yeah.
Your nerve system carries energy. I mean, that's what it carries. And energy emanates from the brain and travels down through the spinal cord out to the areas of the body. So honestly, if you're looking at energy, one of the first core elements you need to look at, we'll talk about several of them today, but one of the core elements is the nerve system. If the nerve system becomes compressed upon, interfered with, or damaged in some way, the energy cannot and will not travel travel out and emanate through to the body and therefore be expressed. And it is, so it's a key element in the expression of optimal energy. All of our systems, particularly our glandular systems, which produce the hormones which have an effect on our energy, they are controlled by the neurologic system. So if the nerves, again, are irritated in any way, they will rob the body of that vitality and the ability for communication to occur so that the glands can produce the hormones in the proper levels so they can be released into the body to give us that energy and vitality. So the nerve system is a critical core component of the body to be able to express its optimal energy. And again, we talked about water, but water is part of what we call the chemical component of energy. You know, the foods we put in our body rob us of energy if they're the bad foods. And you can use what I always like to affectionately call cattle prod foods, such as some of those drinks that you mentioned that I guess we can't name on air that we'll get sued. But those drinks that give you that jolt of energy. What it's basically doing is putting, a chemical into your body, a hormone, or not a hormone, but a chemical or a biochemistry in your body that does have a response, a stimulatory response. The problem is, it is like a cattle prod. Some of those drinks in particular affect what are called the adrenal glands, and they like shock them to release their hormones. So they release the hormones. If you keep shocking something over and over again, it soon becomes non-responsive to that. You have to start doing more and more and more to get the same response, and eventually you exhaust those glands. You can destroy and damage those glands, and then you're in serious problems when you've ruined parts of the body. That's why, when you're young, you're kind of impervious, and you can throw whatever you want into your body. It seems to do fine, but then you get older, and you can't do that anymore, and that's in part because of abusing it when you're younger, so... But the chemical part is another big component to creating energy. So we want to make better choices. You know, drink more water. Stay away from the caffeine-type things, the stimulant things. Stay away from the sugary foods. Those are all things that will give you that short-term jolt of energy, but in the long term will damage your ability to produce energy on your own.
You know, I mean, this is really kind of what we have to really face. We have to make some decisions and choices in what we put in our body. And, you know, it does get confusing. I know you work with people of all ages. And so you work with, teens and kids that are getting ready for a professional career of some kind. You work with athletes. What are some of the challenges that people that are really physically active face? Because if you're physically active, and you don't have to be a professional athlete, but, somebody that likes to play tennis or, likes to run or do these kinds of things, is there a different set of standards for them?
Well, and I guess to answer that question, what I would share with you is one of the biggest things to deal with uh-huh. people like that is that when they become hurt, or they're in pain, it is a very serious problem. Not just the pain that they're dealing with, but what happens to them emotionally, because people who are really active like that whenever you're really active, of course, you release a lot of endorphins, and that actually has a positive effect on your overall feeling. There's another thing, by the way, that increases your attitude. Put that down on the list today. Water, getting your nervous system functioning correctly, watch your posture, and being active, exercise. Because what that does is that impacts your energy levels. So, but when people are in pain and they're active and they're physical like that, when they're in pain and they can't do it, they become depressed.
Yeah,
and it actually that's a hard thing to deal with when you're dealing with athletes, that they actually are becoming depressed like that, because it's hard to pull them out of that. That actually is really hard to deal with. So,
it's a tough place when you've been active. I mean, this is actually pretty much a little bit my story, and Benny went through this too with his hurt his knee. But for those of us that have always been active all of our lives. To see sort of the changes and to have the patience to heal it's hard. I mean, I had the car accident in December, right? And thank goodness that, I'm working with you and with Jamie to get some things changed. I never thought that I would be able to change or feel as good as I'm even feeling now. I mean, you live with it so long, Dr. Thane, that you don't think there is a better way. And I don't know if you heard my last show, but I was totally, what's the word I want to say? I went in and I had to get a different kind of examination. And I said to the doctor, you know, how is this showing up all of a sudden, right? All of a sudden, I got a heart murmur. Really? And I said to him, you know, where did they come from? I don't know anything about a heart murmur. I don't know anything about any of that. And he says to me, you are getting a little older, you know. And I almost went through the roof on that. You've never said that to me, Dr. Thane.
No.
But isn't that kind of a cop-out? What does that mean, that because we're getting older, should we, like, roll over? What?
No. Well, then I think that, unfortunately, I think we've all been taught, well, you know, I hear people say that all the time. What do you like to do? Well, I used to like to play tennis, but I just can't do it anymore. Why don't you? Well, I just can't. You know, and it's we end up slowly cutting things out, and you know, there is no reason you can't keep doing the things that you love to do. Maybe not at the levels you were doing before, but you should still be able to do most everything that you want to do. I mean, I know people that are in their 80s, they're still water skiing and playing tennis into their 80s, and you know, bicycling, and that is absolutely possible. But you know, there's some core things that we need to be working on to support that to happen, and unfortunately, a lot of the choices that we make do lead to damage and robbing the body of its ability to create that energy, again, from above down, inside out.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a short break, but I want to mention to everyone that we have another complete, just absolutely incredible examination at no charge to another one of the Dr. Pat listeners. And the way that we do that is we just call into our toll-free number, and Brian will get the information, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. If you would love to receive this fabulous, fabulous exam, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we'll be talking about some of the things that you can do to get ready for the summer, get that energy going, and to make sure that that is the standard you set for the family. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Remember, but it's all right, just
hey, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, very easy. Go to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Dr. Stephen Thane joining me here today from Wellness One. And the shout out to the team at Wellness One. It's really, really great to be part of that kind of phenomenal service. And it's really cool because I've had some injuries in my life, but not quite like this car accident thing that happened. It was like a very strange thing. I got hit on the side. So it wasn't like I got normal whiplash where your head goes forward and back. It was kind of like this side to side thing in my shoulder. And so it was very, very unnerving. It was really unusually painful. I've never really had anything quite like that. But thanks to Dr. Thane and Jamie and the team, boy, I'm feeling a lot better. I actually can turn my neck. I couldn't turn my neck very much. And then I realized a whole bunch of other things. You know, years of playing rough on this body, and Benny will knows what I mean there, things kind of build up. And so, you know, the show we're doing today is about energy, how to increase energy, how to do it naturally. And it is our birthright to feel great. It is our birthright to have phenomenal energy. And that's what Dr. Thane is doing here today. That's what the mission is. Dr. Thane, welcome back. It is great to have you here.
Thank you.
So we are talking about energy, and we're talking about wellness at the same time. You know, so much of what we do in our lives and the way we think about things really takes us in one direction or another. And I wanted you to share a little bit about what we need to do to invite wellness, to invite vitality into our lives.
You know, one of the greatest things when you say the word invitation, and you and I kind of talked about this just a few minutes ago, was, you know, our attitude. Attitude does determine altitude. And if you want to invite more energy into your life, then you need to improve the attitude. And one of the best ways to do that is affirmations. I don't know if anybody does those, but that's a great thing to do. Putting affirmations, there's only one thing in this world that we really can control. There's so many things outside of our control. The one true thing we can control is our thoughts. Mm. It's the one thing we have an ability to have an impact on. And the thoughts that we have consciously, do go into what they call the subconscious, and has an effect on who we are and what the results are. Our thoughts do have an impact on our habits and our attitudes. Our attitudes have an impact on our habits, and our habits have an impact of who we are. So we can affect our altitude by improving our attitude. So I would encourage people to have an affirmation. You know, in our office here at Wellness One, every morning we start the day off with a group huddle and an affirmation. We have an affirmation, and then we also do what's called a grateful huddle, where everybody shares something that they're grateful for that day. And the reason I do that, the reason I have to set that up in my organization, is I want people to ground themselves and to improve their altitude by having good thoughts on their attitude. And I think you said the show before was about gratitude, and that is a huge thing, and it's very important. And we need to, there's so many things going on and so many negative things that are out there. It's so easy to get caught up into that and become depressed. And once again, depression robs us of energy and vitality. So we do need to be putting
not only good foods in, but good thoughts in. And thoughts are something that you can control, as foods are something you can control to put in, too. So that's a great key thing that needs to be done, and I would encourage people to do.
When we take a look at, you know, what you just talked about, shifting, changing attitudes and thoughts, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's so much that goes through our minds on a day-to-day basis. You know, part of this is also having an attitude that we can be well. And to move beyond what the diagnosis is, because that really gets hard in our society. All you got to do, Dr. Thane, is watch a few commercials on television about what you need to take or what injection you need to get, what might be wrong with you. So we are bombarded with messages of illness.
Yes. But the birthright, you know, like you said earlier, we have the birthright is that, I mean, health is the norm. That's what people need to understand. The body is designed to be healthy. It's designed to be functioning optimally. It's designed to express health. Mm-hmm. It's only when things interfere with that health doesn't occur. So the body knows what it needs to do. We need to get out of the way and stop trying to manipulate and control it through different things such as drugs. And you know, you talk about the drug commercials. It kind of amazes me. You know, you watch the commercials and they go down the list of, oh, this can damage your liver, damage your kidney, damage your, you know, they go down the guy who speaks really fast at the end.
And
they always kind of slip in there. I've noticed that most of them now slip in their death.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh, great. Okay, so I'm feeling a little down and you're going to give me something that could that's also interesting to me. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of the side effects of some of the medications are depression. And depression robs us of energy right there. We need to try and support the body in a way that we hopefully don't have to turn to something like that. And it can be done. The body has the ability to regenerate, to revitalize, to heal itself. It's replacing its cells every day. Every day, millions and millions and millions of cells are dying and new cells are being created. And so we need to start working to create a more healthy body. And, again, a lot of that becomes with attitude. And another thing, you know, just in regards to attitude, here's another great thought that I always share with people. And that is that every experience that we have, there is a seed of growth in there. You know the old saying of for every cloud, there's a silver lining?
Yes.
That is so true. And one of the things I've always tried to do in my life is I've tried to see, okay, how am I going to grow from this? What am I supposed to be learning? How can I benefit from this? And sometimes you can't see it. At the time, you can't see it. But that's what you need to be looking for. I remember, you know, Dr. John DeMartini.
Yes.
And that's something he always talked about that really impacted me. He was one of the mentors that I've always studied for years. And he had said, you know, for every good, there's a bad. For every bad, there's a good. You got to see the two sides. You got to learn to embrace everything. And you will see that what you see is something is a bad. There really is a good in there. And you've got to find that. And when you can find that, then you can truly embrace it. You can appreciate it. And then you can let it go. And just as you know that balance must be there, and the key to all of life is balance, and that is the challenge. And again, I think one of the biggest robbers of energy is the thoughts that we have, and the attitudes that we carry, and that's a huge component I think that we all can improve on.
And you know, you're so right about that. I mean, for many many people, we get caught in our story.
Yeah.
You know, I've been there. You know, we get caught in our story. And we forget, though, oh, I'm caught in this story. I have the ability to create a new story.
Exactly.
You know, I can become my own fairy tale.
Yes. And that's so true. And you know, and you never get there. I mean, you never get there. I mean, in other words, it's always something you're constantly going to be working on until they plant you in the ground and put the little lily on your chest. I mean, you're going to constantly be working towards that balance. That, you know, because life is not static. Nothing stays the same. Everything's constantly changing, and so do each of us need to constantly be changing. So. It just needs to know that, you know, you don't just figure it out. Nobody's got it figured out. Nobody's there. Nobody ever gets to health. Health is not something you just get to. I mean, as I was celebrating, there is no neutral in health. It's either towards or away. I'll just give the example. You eat a nice organic stick of celery, that's a towards value. You have a candy bar, that's an away value. I mean, and everything like that. You know, there's, you know, all of life is like that. There's things that support health and vitality and energy, and there's things that rob us of health and vitality and energy. Hey, by the way, one thing I was to talk about, you saying here's something we could give to people, television. Television has been known to rob the body of energy if you watch too much TV, especially the types of programs you watch. One of the worst things people could do is watch the news just before they go to bed. Talk about being depressed.
I know. I don't know who can do that.
I mean,
that's so. I know it comes on at night for a reason, right? I mean, there are like a lot of people that watch it, but boy, that is tough going to bed.
It is. Especially the first 15 minutes of the news is usually, extremely depressing things. And I know you don't want to put your head in the sand and not be aware of course what's going on around you in the world, but my goodness, loading your conscious and subconscious just before you spend that time going to sleep and have that be the last thing that you think about before you lay your head down on the pillow, that's not one of the better things to do.
It's so interesting because I had the opportunity yesterday to have a few minutes and watch a little television, and I turned on this show that Betty White has. And it's some show on television. Do you know that show, Benny?
Yeah, it's
Do you know that one? What is that called? Betty White?
Yeah, it's the...
Something about the
About the old people,
about
yeah.
About the elderly.
Yeah,
it's
hilarious.
It's a prank show
yeah.
that she plays, but she uses senior people. I have never laughed so hard at television. I hadn't laughed that hard at television since years and years and years ago.
That's awesome.
It was just hilarious to see that side. I mean, that is a completely different side of looking at, becoming more seasoned and aging. And I just thought about that. I thought, okay, this is totally funny. And it does make you smile and it does put a different energy in your body. As a matter of fact, Dr. Thane, I was so hysterical, I could not go to sleep. And I found that's so interesting. So, I mean, there's a lot to be said about laughing. A lot to be said about, yeah, when we come back, we'll talk about it. We're going to take a short break. Dr. Stephen Thane joining us here today. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671. 7-1.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Stephen Thane joining us here. Let's do one more examination. We'd love to give one more of these complete examinations that thanks to our friends at Wellness One, 1-800-930-2819. Toll free, 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to give, I think we have time for one more. So let's just do that. Love to be able to pay that forward, thanks to Dr. Thane and the team at Wellness One. Thank you, Dr. Thane, for joining us here today. I mean, we're talking about how to increase energy naturally. For those of you that want to schedule an appointment, you can just call the office. Nikki is there. We talked to Nikki earlier, so you already heard who she is. 425-644-8386, 425-644-8386, and go to www.bellevue.wellness1.net, and there's lots of information. So getting ready for the long weekend, Dr. Thane, help me get some energy.
Well, start laughing more.
I know.
You know, it's interesting you talked about that, and there was a study done at Loma Linda University. They were actually studying the effects of laughter. And one of the things they found that the average child laughed, gosh, I can't remember the number off the top of my head, but it was like 300 times in a day.
Wow.
A lot. And the average adult is like 17. And
that's sad.
That is sad. Laughter has a huge impact on our immune system and our energy and our hormonal system. And if you've ever heard of Dr. Norman Cousins, he wrote an autobiography on, and actually, he's actually a Nobel Peace Prize guy or something. I don't know, but he's a big award winner as an author. But he actually was diagnosed with a disease called ankylosing spondylitis, which is a very painful disease, and he was in a lot of pain. And one of the things is he checked himself into a 5-star hotel, and at that time he got a projector and he got a bunch of old Laurel and Hardy and Marx Brothers, and he would sit there and he just sat in this room and just laughed.
Oh.
And he said that after having, you know, a 15-20-minute session of laughter, he said my pain would dramatically decrease, that for several hours he would feel so much better. And so he continued to do that, and he laughed. Well, we now know they've done studies on this that has proven the fact that our energy and our whole entire body, the hormonal system, the ability to deal with inflammation, the ability to deal with pain, all changes dramatically when we are laughing. So once again, you know, our attitude, our thoughts, and enjoying life more, having more laughter in our life can have a huge, huge impact in turning things around. So as we head into this holiday weekend, everybody needs to improve their posture, smile, and make sure that they're cracking a lot of jokes and having a lot of fun.
You know, it's funny because Nikki was talking about this, that we were talking about that show that's called with Betty White, Off Your Rocker, Off Your Rocker. And it's the one that I stumbled upon last night. I never watched it. And it was hilarious. And it's so interesting because she was talking about exercising and having that on and laughing hysterically. What a great way to get through a workout. What a great way to get through workout. Who would have ever thought about that? But, you know, if we have ways that we can keep ourselves laughing, it's really brilliant, isn't it?
Thing that you can do to make a huge change in your life. See all these options are out there. And I think, you know, and a lot of things we're talking about, honestly, are common sense things.
Mm.
But, you know, you just don't put it together.
No, we don't.
You just don't put it, like you were saying about your computer. You know, you've been reaching out. You know that leaning forward like that's not good, but you never really thought about it until you had that epiphany.
Yeah.
And that's the way a lot of life is. We're kind of deletion creatures. There's millions of stimuluses and impulses happening all the time, and we kind of just become immune to the things around us. That's a lot of times people say, you know, they come in, I'm hurting so bad. I didn't do anything, Dr. Zane. I didn't do anything. And I'll start talking to them, and all of a sudden it's like, are you sure? Well, no, nothing happened. Then I was like, oh, yeah. Well, I did fall down the stairs. Do you think that might have had an impact? I mean, seriously, people forget the craziest things. Oh, well, yeah, I did pick the engine up because, you know, oh,
exactly.
Great.
Right.
So it is amazing the things that we don't realize around us, the things we're doing, the things we're having. If we just become a little bit more connected, again, we can have a great impact in changing our life.
Well, I don't carry my laptop in my backpack anymore.
There you go, backpacks. Hey, yeah. By the rule, the rule on backpacks should weigh no more than 15% of your total body weight.
Right, wow.
So if you weigh 100 pounds, it should not go over 15 pounds. I actually went to a local school and weighed kids' backpacks a few years ago, and it was scary. It was absolutely scary. The average pack was weighing 50, 60, 70% of their body weight.
Have you seen the size of their textbooks that they have to look at?
Yeah, they're
days?
Lugging Jeez. Them, though.
I know, it's nuts.
They're
you really
lugging.
Should have those roller bags.
Yeah.
That's what
oh, yeah,
that's
good idea.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I actually don't know how they carry their books around.
Oh, there. Some of them, and I did. That was the thing I said. They're huge. And I said, well, can you just put them in your lockers? And they said, well, I can't do that because... you know, I can't get to my other class in time to go to my locker all the way to get to my other class. I can't make it.
Right.
So I said, well, then you need to do a roller bag.
Yeah.
And of course, the problem is that's not cool. So,
I was just going to say that. Right. Unless somebody comes up with a really cool roller bag, let's do that, Dr.
Let's
Thane.
Do that.
We need to come up with something, you know, really cool and set the trend for that.
There
Thank you.
You.
Thank you for joining me here today. It's been great. Great having you on the show. I want to ask you one last question. What's your personal message? What would you love to leave everybody with here today?
Well, I think the message I want to leave with everybody here is laughter. that's what I want to leave everybody with. Everybody needs to try and smile more this weekend and laugh. Dang it, find something to laugh about.
I'm going to go see Men in Black.
There you go.
That's what I think. That could be funny. Or maybe we'll just replay Bridesmaids.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you got to pick me up off the floor when I watch. Dr. Thane, thank you so much for joining us here today. Everybody out there, make sure you check it out, bellevue.wellness1.net. Benny, thank you. Fair, fabulous show. Brian, thank you and all of you tuning us in. And those of you, I think we do have about 3 winners, which is great. So you're going to get to experience what I've gotten to experience. So very, very cool. Remember, everybody, have a fabulous, fabulous weekend. Don't forget, Madeline Gerwick, Fridays at 11. fabulous show. She has got so much to share. Thank you, Mr. Benny, and we'll see you next time around, everyone. Have a good one.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.